doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
We're the bitch and the bitch is back.
The trolls of freedom are back.
We're back.
Oh my God.
We're here to troll you.
The edgelord shit posters of all time.
We are doing it.
We're little piggies for you.
Oinky, I'm oinky. Disgusting.
We hate ourselves and we love you.
I'm filled to the brim with self-loathing.
I'm turning into the Crypt Keeper.
Is that something he said?
I hate myself.
Self-loaming?
Oh, that's a stretch.
She's dealing with some sort of story involving loam.
Lowering into a grave.
That's a
what do you think he looked like before?
I think he was handsome.
I think he was bang. Crypt Keeper is bang.
I think he was very handsome.
He had beautiful fleshy cheeks.
He had that long stringy hair.
Oh, his face had the hair. His face was covered with skin.
Oh, the best skin.
Did he have eyeballs?
He had a nose.
Wow.
He does have eyeballs. He's actually the Crypt Keeper.
He does have eyeballs.
Beautiful blue eyes.
Well, absolutely. They're piercing. Yeah. They're icy cold.
Yeah.
He had earrings too, speaking of piercings.
He had earrings hanging to his skeleton.
He had like big hoop earrings. Yeah.
Oh, big hoop earrings.
Yeah.
When you have
he would take them off for a fight.
Yeah. You have gauges and you died. Does your skeleton have big holes?
Yeah, of course.
In your butt.
Oh, well, yeah.
What?
I can't believe you said that.
Oh, my God. Is this the way the show's going to be?
Oh, my God. Like that. But wait,
I feel like
Paul,
it's like that. Yeah, hi.
I heard that you got threatened over email.
Hold on. We got to introduce ourselves and say welcome back and shit.
Oh, I guess so.
Oh, my God. Okay,
hi.
How dare I?
Hi. My name is Scott.
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Paul.
Oh, my God. You're
Hello,
Paul?
You guys.
You don't look anything like what I imagined you to look like.
I could say the same thing about you, but I'd be lying.
I imagined you like the Crypt Keeper, but with skin.
That's what he looks
thank
like.
Thank you.
He looks
but
just
you
like
don't
that.
Look like that.
Thank you.
Yes, oh, by the way, I'm Lauren, if you want to know who I am.
BTW.
BTW, indeed.
This is Threedom, the show where three buddies.
We tell stories about
verbally
our lives.
Jerk off.
Well, okay.
Yeah. That's speaking of jerking
sometimes
off.
Sometimes physically.
Paul, did you get an email?
Well. I'm glad you brought that up,
I'm
Scott.
So glad you used that into make a good segue. Splat,
I'm
blah,
so glad
blah,
you
blah,
used
blah,
that into make a good segue.
Yes.
I got this email. It's not somebody that I know.
Uh-oh.
And it starts off very positive.
Oh, good.
And then it takes a turn.
Oh, no.
Why don't you walk us through that?
Okay. Greetings!
Positive.
Exclamation mark. That sounds fun.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah.
It's either Christmassy or foreign.
Exclamation.
Or time traveler.
Exclamation marks.
Excuse me?
They're the new period.
Escalator marks?
Well, I hear the new period.
I hear the new period is no period. But
right.
Exclamation mark is like, if you don't have an exclamation mark, you sound like you're bored or...
Sometimes I don't use
hate
the new
other
period is starving yourself to the point where you stop having a period.
Right.
Yes.
No period.
But then I read an article today about how periods imply anger now. To
it
the younger
hostile.
Generation. Yeah, it's hostile.
The younger generation.
Younger than us?
Because
is that
they're
possible?
Used to communicating through TikTok dances. Mm, and when
exactly.
they see a period,
yeah.
they think
yes.
oh, this is a textbook?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Bang his fist together.
He thrusts his fist against the posts.
Oh,
he still insists he sees the ghosts.
Oh, my. I'm not familiar with the reference.
That is a rhyme that you say if you are having trouble with a lisp.
Say again.
He thrusts his fists against the posts and still insists he sees the ghosts.
He thrusts his fists against the posts and still insists he sees the ghosts.
Oh, no, it doesn't work.
Oh, why haven't I done a lisp character?
Why haven't you done
why
a lisp
haven't
character?
You?
That's a great question. I
thank
just
you.
Asked.
You really should make fun of all those people.
It's not making fun. It's just inhabiting a body
inhibiting.
Of someone.
Inhabiting.
Someone unlike me.
All right.
A three-dimensional being.
I got as far as greetings. Then it takes a turn.
Oh, really? After one word?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, so it's pretty quick.
I have to share bad news with you.
Oh no. Paul, is everything all right?
Oh, boy, it's not.
Okay.
Approximately a few months ago, I gained...
Approximately.
Somewhere in the range of a few months ago.
Yeah, because it sort of feels like it was like 5 months ago, but I think it was more like a few.
It was either... It was somewhere between a month ago and 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I gained access to your devices, which you use for internet browsing. True.
True, they gained access? True,
wow.
After that, I have started tracking your internet activities.
Internet?
After that.
Well, that's on me. After that, I have started tracking your internet.
Can you slow down?
Can you after make that, sense?
I need to be off book with this. After that, I have started tracking your internet activities.
Wow, you did it.
I did.
Okay. Can we get a series?
Sometimes when you don't look at it, it's actually easier.
Oh, God. That's what doing voiceover is like for people who don't know.
Just get a series.
It's like, yeah.
Say it 100 times.
You feel
say
like
it 100 times, 100
You're
ways.
Not in control of your own performance at all.
I had a situation recently where I was not in control of my performance to the point where I was like, I can't believe what's happening. I was asked to squawk like a bird, sort of unexpectedly.
How did it sound?
Horrible. I could not figure out.
No, give us what it's.
No, I can't.
Did you get to
I
pick the bird?
Do it. No, I can't. I actually have to work on this because it has to happen later.
Let's hear what you have, though.
I can't. I'm actually.
Let's hear.
Like, you had to leave.
No.
Like, first you can't. Draft. You didn't get it. Go home.
I truly was like, I won't be shocked if I get fired because I couldn't think of how a
bird
sounds.
Were you playing a bird or were you playing a human who squawks like a bird?
Kind of one of that situation. Yeah.
Okay.
But it wasn't.
The answer is man.
It wasn't mentioned.
What?
No, I can't do it right now because I
want to hear it.
Shut up!
If it makes you feel any better, I don't want to hear it.
Thank you. Anyway, I was like humiliated. I couldn't make a sound that made any sense. I truly was like, I got to work on this later. I was like, I got to hear what a bird sounds like.
So what did you do? Did you walk through the park and listen to the chirpings of birds?
I basically got in the car and wanted to commit harm against myself.
Harry,
and then I forgot about it until now, where I have to go back and do it again. So,
so it made you feel bad for roughly 60 seconds in the car.
It made me feel bad for a few days.
Really?
Like, just kind of repeating in my
general
head.
Ennui.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the sequence of events.
Okay. Oh.
Some time ago, I thought we established it was approximately a few months.
But can I just say, I don't think, so far I'm like, so browse on the internet.
Yeah, you browse on the internet.
They've been tracking my activities. You look like that set up a little warning.
It's a
flag.
Ping.
Yeah, but maybe
sure.
You've gone to what? Expedia.com?
And booking.com.
Are we sponsored by them?
Kayak.com.
Hotels.com.
Yeah.
What are some of our sponsors?
Let's see.
We don't have any. All right.
This paper says it's about our
pills that cause erectile dysfunction.
We are our own ad. Our ads are just about our show. Yeah. I would like to promote pills that cause.
Be the ad you'd like to see in the world.
Yeah.
Some time ago, I purchased access to email accounts from hackers.
Purchased access to.
Well, hold on a second. Nowadays, it is quite simple to buy it online.
Oh, okay. That makes
I like
sense
that
then.
They just explained. So you could do it too.
I have easily managed to log into your email account.
Easily.
And then they say my email account.
Oh my God.
Well, that they were emailing you, so
emailing
I think they knew
you.
That part.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should have said the password.
One
that
week,
would be actually scary.
1 week later, I have already installed 1 week. So a few months ago, plus 1 week.
Okay.
Time is really adding up and I'm lost. What are we in March?
I've already started
doing the thing that he's talking about?
I've already installed the Cobalt Strike beacon on the operating system.
Oh, no.
Of all the devices
Dude,
you use to access your email.
Cobalt Strike?
Stop the episode right now. You need to take care of this.
Cobalt Strike beacon is literally, they know everything.
I know. I'll tell you what I did at the end.
Okay.
It was not hard at all, since you were following a link from your inbox.
I'm happy for him.
They keep saying how not hard it was. It's like...
It was not hard at all.
Why
since
you
were
say
following,
it was hard?
Since you were following links from your inbox emails, all ingenious is simple. And then an emoticon of a smile.
Oh,
all,
that's nice.
All
that's cute.
Wait, say it again?
I don't know.
All ingenious.
All ingenious is simple. Emoticon, smile,
so it's like
period.
A catchphrase sort of thing.
Wait,
like,
a period after the emoticon?
Yeah. I don't think you have to do that.
Emoticon.
I don't know what the strunk and white is on that, but
I do think when you say emoticon, we're putting ourselves back like at least 20 years.
Yeah.
Just saying, emoticon.
Yeah.
What emoticon?
Emoji.
Oh, okay.
We've moved on.
Bitmoji.
So we no longer can say emoticon.
We don't say that anymore.
I just think that
that's offensive to them.
The kids might be like,
Children are offended.
Listen to them saying emoticon like they're playing Minesweeper.
What do we care about what the children think about us?
I don't.
Look, how young are you out there? How young are you?
That's a good question. How old am I?
Yeah, we asked who our oldest listener was, right?
I think we asked about youngest listeners, and we got a few that were like 3 and 4, and they love us.
Well, that was on behalf of other people.
Kids, if you're listening, go to school tomorrow.
We can't. If a parent says, my 3-year-old listens, we're like, we don't know that you. That's not true.
But do they retain?
Yes. They don't know what's going on.
Could they name it? If they saw us on the street, could they point at us?
The youngest listener who is able to process the podcast and compose an email.
I want someone 12 years old to be our biggest fan.
Why?
Because they can compose an email.
Oh.
To be our biggest fan.
How young is too young to be emailing?
It's like if you're like 12 and you love our show, is it like when we were growing up and you're like, you're into something? Well, I'm trying to think of like a reference that's like, if I was like 12 and I'm like obsessed with Howard Stern. I did watch Howard Stern, but.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have been doing that.
Well, I know, but he had a show on E! Where he showed the big titty ladies.
Guys, it gets worse.
It
gets worse.
Bobbidi bobbidi. What? Oh, no.
This software provides me with access to all your devices' controllers. Example, your microphone, video camera, and keyboard.
That's bad.
Keyboard.
He could start typing on it. Like a ghost.
That would be scary. That would be very scary.
It'd be like very Ghost Rider. Did you watch that show?
No. I was an adult by then.
I would really hope that you didn't watch it.
I have downloaded all your information, data, photos, videos, documents, files, web browsing history to my servers. Oh, no. I have access to all your messengers, social networks, emails, chat history, and contact lists.
That's everything, Paul.
It's really violating.
This person did not leave out a thing.
Shit.
Yeah, because he even got the keyboard.
Did he say except Safari?
No.
Really?
No.
He's like, or if you were in incognito mode, I don't know what you did.
He didn't mention that. I'm assuming it's a he.
It's definitely a man. Women don't do stuff like this.
My virus continuously refreshes the signatures. It is driver-based.
Oh, it's driver-based.
And hence
the
remains
fact that
invisible.
He keeps explaining is so funny. I'm like, you don't owe me an explanation for how it was, how you did it.
I'll do this to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, if it's driver-based?
Yeah, exactly. He's giving you all the clues.
Mr. Police, you gave me all the clues.
Yeah.
And hence remains invisible for antivirus software. Likewise, I guess by now you understand why I have stayed undetected until this letter.
It does make sense.
It's pretty obvious,
Yeah.
I know where this is going.
While gathering information about you, I have discovered that you are a big fan of adult websites.
Paul, no!
You love visiting porn websites and watching exciting videos while enduring an enormous amount of pleasure.
That sounds like an ad for porn.
Enjoy it. I love it, too.
You love enjoying it and having a lot of pleasure. Well, yeah.
An enormous amount.
That's the one reason to go. Sure.
Sounds like it makes sense.
Well, I have managed to record a number of your dirty scenes and montaged a few videos.
Well,
you aren't in them.
This is like a montage.
Hold on a second.
So he's editing and cross-cutting?
He's like, here's your triple chin.
I have managed to record a number of your dirty scenes and montage a few videos which show how you masturbate and reach orgasms.
Oh, no. How do you do it?
My technique?
I've always wondered.
How you reach orgasms?
Well, I reach orgasms by masturbating.
Oh,
we know that.
Okay.
Yes.
But how?
I thought that was obvious.
From behind and under?
Ew.
I don't want anyone to know my technique. If you have doubts, and I did it first. I can make a few clicks of my mouse and all your videos will be shared with your friends, colleagues, and relatives.
Oh, my God. Wasn't there a Black Mirror
He didn't leave out
episode?
A single group.
I haven't received anything yet, though, Paul. Has he?
Well, because
so
I think
apparently
he probably
this
paid
person
off
hasn't
this,
done it.
You think
don't skip ahead, Scott.
You gave them money. Okay.
Considering the specificity of the videos you like to watch, you perfectly know what I mean.
You perfectly.
It will cause a real catastrophe for you.
Oh, my God. What do you watch?
Like?
Giraffe
like,
porn?
Reverse cowgirl?
I
watch Catastrophe and I jerk off.
Catastrophe.
Anytime Rob Delaney takes his shirt off.
Shows his butt. By the way, okay.
I think that's normal.
I've been watching Catastrophe. Great show.
I like
Love Rob. Don't make a show and show me your butt. If you're a friend of mine, you know what I mean?
If you're in charge of the show.
Yeah. You don't have to show
it
your butt.
Keep it in your pants.
There were a few times where on Comedy Bang Bang where they're like, hey, in the script, it says you show your butt. I'm like, oh, yeah, cross that out.
Yeah.
Well, if you did that, that would be horrible.
I would hate it.
I would hate it.
Go By on. The way, it's pronounced catastrophe, not catastrophe, as I thought.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's in I the thought, email?
No, that's just a sidebar for me.
Okay. So this guy knows what you do.
I also have no issue at all with making them available for public access.
No issue.
And exposed all data.
No issue at all. He's fine with
I
that.
Thought...
This
I
guy
thought
has no
he'd
morality.
Have, I thought he'd have some compunction.
Yeah.
He has
yeah.
no compunction with yeah. doing
this. Jeez.
And that's like a period or exclamation point.
You got to have some compunction. General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, under the
he
rules
wrote
of
that?
The law.
Did he write GDPR?
Yeah.
He did.
I know that does seem like a thing that I would do. General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, colon, under the rules of the law, you face a heavy fine or arrest.
Why
I guess
do
you don't want
face
that to happen.
It?
I don't know why I face arrest.
Because you hacked into my shit, I face
no,
arrest?
No, I think he's trying to say the stuff he watches.
Oh, because it's so disgusting and depraved.
Because it's illegal.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's...
And there's really only one thing that's illegal.
Well, I got to say... What's that? Girl on girl?
Yeah. Gross. Girl on girl.
I got to say, like, that's when you go, okay, unless you're actually a pervert, mm-hmm. but you get that email and you go, oh, I'm fine. I didn't look at something that the yeah. government will arrest
but that's,
me
it's
for.
See,
I've
gotten
private.
One of these that's a little more like general.
I got one too. I wonder if I can find it.
That's just a little more like, hey, you know, I have videos of you doing this, and I'll if unless you pay me money, then
well, let wait
how
you
can
hear.
I find it? What would be the word?
Wait to hear that.
I'm bankrupt now.
Yeah, put I'm in greetings.
I'll put greetings.
Wait to hear this. Let's settle it this way. You transfer 6.8 Bitcoin to me.
6.8 Bit. Okay, how much are Bitcoin now?
That's
they're like 50 grand or
crazy.
Something?
Crazy.
I don't know. I also don't know where the point comes in.
You have to get Bitcoin.
It's like you have to work 10 weeks on SNL or something as a guest writer just by
don't,
one.
Don't bring those bits
one
in here.
One Bitcoin?
You transfer 6.8 Bitcoin to me, and once the transfer is received, I will delete all this dirty stuff right away.
Yeah, right.
After that, we will forget about each other.
Oh,
I also promise.
So I'll forget about you and you'll forget about me. That's
I don't think I'm never going to forget.
Or
this.
Is that something and he can do with a tool, like sort of like a movie thing?
Yeah, like a neuralizer,
yeah.
like a Men in Black.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Were you waving a Harry Potter
I've
wand?
I've never
I
seen
quite
Men
tell.
In Black, so I didn't know what movie it was and I didn't know what to call it, but I was doing what you were saying.
Like, it's Harry like Potter. An eraser, like yeah. a big eraser. Yeah. They erase your brain.
He's like, you will forget about me and I will forget about you.
I don't think he forgets
I'm
about you either. I know you don't forget
but,
about
but
him.
But if you forget about him, he might as
I mean,
well have forgotten about you because you don't know about him. Because so
anytime
really
he spends some of that Bitcoin, he's going
to
go.
This guy knows what he's doing. I'm sure he's doing this to so many people who masturbate. And I think he will forget about me, but I'll remember this. It'll be a scar on my brain yeah. anytime yeah. I masturbate from
yeah.
now on.
Well, that's true. You are going to worry that he's looking at you.
He says, after that, we forget about each other. I also promise to deactivate and delete all the harmful software from your devices.
Oh,
trust
that's
me.
Nice.
I keep my word.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay. So this guy sounds
I'm
okay.
He's sort of
sure.
a gentleman scammer.
Yeah. I'm yes. not okay. sure.
This is a fair deal. That is a fair deal. And the price is relatively low considering that I have been checking on your profile and traffic for some time by now.
Okay.
He should promise to send pictures of himself doing the same jerk off stuff. And that
yeah.
way it's like detente.
Mutually assured destruction.
Yes.
That would be good.
That's the only way to settle
this. I would love
this.
It if he did that.
if you don't know how to purchase and transfer Bitcoin,
okay.
you can use any modern search engine.
Oh, any modern one.
Okay,
wait,
so
how old do,
not Bing,
are the search
not
engines?
Not Ask Jeeves, baby. You got to get on Google.
Can you imagine asking Jeeves that?
Ask Jeeves,
oh, I would
please.
Never. I'd
Jeeves,
be mortified.
How do I get Bitcoin for my porn?
Jeeves, how do I?
Jeeves, old boy.
Transfer
Bitcoin. This is a little embarrassing, Jeeves, but I've been watched on my computer. It was very easy, you see. And
for using GDPR.
You need to send that amount here, Bitcoin wallet. BC1Q. 8KYZLNNF.
You don't give the Bitcoin
A
wallet out for people
six,
to send
five,
this guy money.
K8.
Everyone send your Bitcoin
P-
to this guy.
PGQXZG7UJUXJJPW.
Start over.
Q. You're right. BC1Q8.
Focus.
Paul is expanding it so it can be bigger on his phone.
It's a long address.
Well, it is, yeah. and that's because it's his wallet, and you
yeah.
really, it is very specific.
All right, here we go.
Here
sorry,
we go.
Everybody. BC1Q8KYZLNNF4A65K8PGQXZG7UXJJPWQ0LCDVK3RA5. The price is not negotiable.
Well, how much is it?
6.8 Bitcoin?
6.8 Bitcoin.
What does that equal?
Yeah.
You have 5 days
Siri,
in order to make the payment from the moment you open this email.
In U.S. dollars.
Do not try to find and destroy my virus! Exclamation
mark.
Dude,
that's $141,181.10.
It's a fair price, and it's not negotiable.
Could you get them down 10 cents?
That's so much. I got one of those, and they wanted me to send them $1,000.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah.
But this guy is... He's hitting the people who are like really bad perverts.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's like, you pay me off with your fucking mortgage.
I think it's by masturbation session. Okay, that's
so
how he.
That's, if he so it does make sense because like, he only saw me do it like 1,000 times.
Your
he
guy,
saw you do it 141,000.
Your guy needs like 141,000 people to respond and pay him. This guy only needs one.
That's true. He's kind of got a. It's better that way. Yeah. Better business plan.
All your data is already uploaded to a remote server. Do not try to contact me. Various security devices will not help you. Oh. Formatting a disk or destroying
this
a device will not help either.
By the way.
Since your data... Something is making it longer, but I can't put my finger on it.
By the way, edit these down if you're going to send these.
Since your data...
Read them, like, give me
this is one of the most gripping things I've ever read.
No, honestly, it is because it's crazy how he's really threatening you.
Yes.
You have no way of getting out of this. So what are you going to do? You're going to send money.
Formatting a disk or destroying a device will not help either since your data is already on a remote server. Yeah, I get it. This is an APT hacking group. Don't be mad at me. Everyone has their own work.
Well, why don't you try getting a job at a store?
I have empathy for him,
Fish got to swim, a bird's got to fly.
Yeah. Okay. So what are you doing? What are you going to do?
I will monitor your every move. Yeah, I'll let you know when it's over.
Jeez.
I'm not going to just keep looking at my phone.
I thought you were checking text at this point.
Let's hear it.
This is an APT. I will monitor your every move until I get paid. If you keep your end of the agreement, you won't hear from me ever again. Everything will be done fairly. One more thing.
Oh, God.
Don't get caught in similar kinds of situations anymore in the future. My advice? Keep changing all your passwords frequently.
My advice? How kind.
Is there like a stage direction of evil laugh?
Yeah. No, I added that.
Oh, okay.
I took a liberty.
That was artistic license.
You put an emoticon of the devil.
I sent him the 6.8 Bitcoin and 1.2 more Bitcoin just as like a little
buffer like, to be like,
hey, come on.
You're like, I'll probably do it again. So let's just kind
of. That's good. That's the only way to take care of this kind of stuff.
I have yet to hear back from him.
But he forgot about
it. Or from anyone in the hacking group.
No, I think you're good. I think it's good. All good because he was basically like, once he gets the money, he'll never do it.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
This was this morning.
Yeah, no, you're good.
He hasn't even had time to respond.
Yeah, he's out there. He's working right now.
This he's is busy.
The beginning
even,
of the work.
That's
he hasn't
true.
Even
it
seen
is. It's his job. He's got.
You'll hear from him at 5 p.m.
Yeah, he'll
COB.
Yeah.
Okay. At EOD. Okay, we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
And we're back.
We're back. You know, it's time in the show for a very special
segment.
Lauren,
be quiet.
Okay.
You know, it's time in the show for a very special segment.
Yeah.
Lauren, take it away.
This is called Lauren's Topics. Now, I have a lot that I want to say today, baby.
Well, okay. If
of
you've
course,
never
there's
heard...
a show called Love is Blind, season 3.
Yeah, if you've never
well,
heard...
That's Reality Recap.
If you've never heard Threedom before, Lauren quite frequently has a little segment called Lauren's Topics, and it's... It's pretty much, it's how really, would you describe
it's
it?
It's really interesting. It's really good. I think one thing that happens a lot is that I sort of conflate my other segment, Reality Recap, with Lauren's Topics. And I will then throw out some sort of reality information like I just did.
Which, and then we correct you.
And then
that.
You, and then
that was good information,
that's
too.
That's 90% of the
time. Yeah, there's a new season of Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. And it's great. But, excuse me.
You're excused.
So excuse I have a topic today. And my topic is that I'm in this moment sharing my segment and calling it Lauren's Topics
what are you
colon
fucking talking about
Scott's Topics
Scott's version
the Scott edition
One time and one time only.
One time only.
Thank God.
Hold on. There's a parenthetical. But we'll see if maybe he ends up having something else he wants to share, at which point we will assess the situation.
Okay. Wait, so I get to.
Okay.
I get to use Lauren's topics?
Yeah, this is your time to kind of just share anything really interesting that you want to talk about.
Really interesting?
It has to be one of the most interesting
caveat emptor.
You can't just, tell me, about your morning routine or something. I need to hear.
I went to physical therapy this morning for my foot.
Okay, that is interesting. I do want to hear about your morning routines.
Oh, okay.
Well, you heard mine.
Which is,
what was it?
You get up and masturbate and then.
Scammed for my masturbation.
So he masturbated five times.
You do that every day.
Yes.
And then got scammed.
I'm just going to keep sending this guy Bitcoin.
Yeah, you better.
I think you have.
Anytime I jerk just off. Just one every. Yeah. Every time you jerk off.
Sometimes Bitcoin. In advance. Like, I'm going to jerk off later.
Well,
here you go.
And our previous.
You'll see a sexy movie.
You're going to see some.
I'm going to be excited by this.
I'm going to watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith on cable.
Remember when people went to movies just to be horny?
Yeah, I do. A few names pop to mind. let's talk about your topics dead. Because I know you and yeah. Not related to that.
Tell me a topic.
Not unrelated to that.
Well, sure. I mean, I guess life happens.
Boy, is that the truth, man.
Gump happens?
Is that
what?
Like Forrest Gump shirt?
Those were Forrest Gump t-shirts that...
Are you fucking kidding
me? That came out because... Because
does Gump mean shit?
Well, yeah, that was in the movie. It's shit happens is what he said. But then they wanted to market it, so they made it say Gump happens.
Did you ever see this movie?
I missed that time of Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Oh, a bunch, yeah.
A bunch?
I've seen it probably five times.
What?
Yeah.
That is five times too many.
That when I worked at the video store, I remember seeing Forrest Gump.
That was like an epic movie. No, see, when I think our age difference there, I like thought it was great.
Yeah. You were stupid.
Yeah.
Yes. But I feel like a big difference in ages is
Tom Hanks, come on, freedom.
A thing you like.
I do think if I were your age at the time, I would have made fun of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think a generational thing is like younger people. I feel like people younger than me, if they liked a thing once, they like it forever.
Totally. Yeah. You don't think that's generationally that's not true, you're saying? Or just...
I think...
I'm saying I look back at the things that I liked when I was a kid.
And you can have
and I can say, oh, that sucks. I remember that being good. And I looked at it as bad.
I remember when I watched a Scooby-Doo episode and I was like, wait a minute, this show's terrible. Like
the cheapest fucking thing.
Yeah. But I loved it.
Of course.
I loved
absolutely.
It.
I feel like we had so much fun being like, run, Forrest, run.
No, that is fun.
And we would do that on the playground.
Of course.
Like, I just think...
Someone would pretend to have braces and then run out of them.
Yeah.
What made him run?
Being taunted or something?
Oh, people were chasing him?
I think he was being taunted to shreds and he had to run.
Just taunted? You cannot run.
He might have gotten his ass kicked. I don't remember.
Do you remember the movie Mafia! Which was a sort of Zucker Brothers type
movie? Yeah. In fact, one of the editors on Mr. Show was editing a 3-minute trailer to that for weeks.
Wow.
And Ain't That a Kick in the Head by Dean Martin kept playing over and over next door to my office. Oh, my God. That was a terrible time.
Here's what I remember, and I associate this with Forrest Gump because it was a parody of a Forrest Gump scene, of that scene, where I guess when Jay Moore's character is a little kid, he's a florist. He works at a flower shop.
Ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da,
and so he's running, and there's a little girl that yells, run, florist. But she says it just like that. It's like, don't worry. Look, we can't have people missing this.
Yeah.
That's so brutal.
Really, really, really enunciate.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's not funny.
What?
What?
What? What? I can't stop laughing.
Wait.
Here's what's up, though. We need to be talking about.
Here's what's up.
Scott, this is a real misuse of Scott's topics. This is your topic.
Is this the topic? Is this the Jay Moore movie Mafia?
I think you're using it for that. Do you think he just wasted his topic on
what's
that?
What's going on? Scott?
Do you think he just wasted his
topic? I think he did.
Is Jay Moore in Mafia? I got to look this up.
Yeah, he is.
He is. Okay.
Great. He's the titular Mafia.
So okay, Mafia is a parody film?
Yeah. Of like Goodfellas and
but
all
they
this
also
stuff.
Threw in
The
a
Godfather.
Forest,
but yeah. Then, of course, they would throw in any fucking gag they could of because course. They had to fill
Someone was like,
however many pages.
Yeah. We should write one of these movies.
That sounds easy and
Maybe
fun.
We already did. We should check our desk drawers and see if there's anything in there.
I did write a draft of Scary Movie 3. So.
Who didn't?
After the fact.
You're like, here's like, my
After the fact.
Here's after the fact.
After the fact. You can blame it all on me.
Can I say
I
one thing?
Was wrong.
Yeah.
So.
See, Phil, let's see.
I can't. You know how you have, so there's one of, you know, we all have these catchphrases that we bring back or some references over and over.
Of course, yeah.
Now, there's one of yours that I've never gotten, but I've
it's
always.
It's not Girls on Film, because everyone gets
No,
them.
I get that.
Everyone
but I've
gets
but them. I've always accepted it as one day I'm really going to understand
I bet
this.
I know what it is.
So this is kind of like you settling scores.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is which one is it?
Oh, wait, you want to guess?
Yes.
Okay.
From a deli owner, that's a rave.
No. But how does that go?
Oh, it's
it goes
no, it's
from
a
deli
song
owner.
Thing.
That's a rave.
It's not. Lauren's talking about song things.
Are you talking about song
no,
things?
It's song things. So it's
oh,
like you hear
okay.
a rhythm
you
and
hear
then
the
you
syllables.
Do
yes, yes,
and
yes.
Then you,
absolutely.
Yeah. So do you, can you think of one that maybe I might be thinking of?
Oh my God,
it's too hard. You have so many.
You have girls. You have Girls on Film. You have Baby Come Back.
It's just
well,
like,
that's brand new.
You have Ghostbusters.
You have it though.
We all have Ghostbusters.
We all have a
Wait,
lot of these.
I learned I had Ghostbusters the other day from my doctor.
Oh, in your gallbladder?
Yeah, it was terrible.
I have Ghostbusters of the gallbladder.
GB. It's I know it's
GB
serious.
Of the GB.
I know it's serious.
From oh. Girlfriend in a Coma by the
That's
Smiths.
Yes. Right.
Exactly.
Now, I like the Smiths, but I actually didn't know that song. And it came into my Spotify rotation. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, I love this. And then I was like, what? And I finally was like,
you
okay.
Oh, my God.
And now I'm like, I need to know what would set that off. So I have to
anything
kind of
going
like,
da-da-da-da-da.
I know, but I'm like
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. If anything in that rhythm that falls in that rhythm, and it's a very specific thing.
Because I'm like, I can't think of anything, you know.
It's not necessarily a number of syllables, although it has to be that number of syllables.
You hear it and you know.
It has to be the emphasis of like the way you read a collection of
scans.
Words. If it scans, yeah.
Yes. Da 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 da.
I can't wait for it to happen.
Da, da. Well, naturally. That's the I know, because you could take over the I know part. If it's just da, 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 you would go, I know, I know.
Oh, that's true. You know what, Scott? You're right. Yeah. You're
I can't
right.
wait to hear one because.
I can't wait to hear one. I know.
I never knew what
I
was
know
setting it
it's serious.
There's one right there.
Oh my God.
I just did it.
Okay, that's amazing. Well, I guess. Okay, so we have wasted Scott's topic. I think it's closed.
Ah, it's too bad. And we do have to take a break.
We don't have to take a break.
We have to take a break right now, just mentally, and then come back and go,
we should take a break.
What's your topic? Because previously,
okay, let's take a mental break.
Let's take a mental break.
Or have a mental break. Wait. Previously on Threedom.
Previously on Threedom.
So, Scott, I hear that you have a topic you're going to want to introduce when we
Scott
come back
Ackerman.
Next
yeah,
season.
When we,
Scott
when
Ackerman,
we come back for a new season, I want to have, can I use Lauren's topics to talk about something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if the topics are full and what's going on. Because I have a running list of all the topics. That
and whether it's full or not.
Yeah, so it kind of hits a level. So anyway, yeah, we'll check in.
Okay,
we'll
in the next season?
Yeah.
And we're not going to forget about it, right? We're not
going to
talk about something stupid like the J-Mor or movie Mafia or
Why
anything
would we
like
ever
that.
Talk about that?
Okay, great. You promise pinky swear, guys.
I'll pinky swear. I've never even
pinky?
Heard of that. I promise, Pinky.
Thank you, Pinky.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Okay,
Pinky.
See you next season.
Amazing. So that is what happened. So I guess
Shit.
I did say you could do it. I
and
don't,
the topics are not full?
It's not full. And the Mafia thing did happen. That was so weird. I feel like...
Yeah, that was weird
people,
that we were able to months
because
ago talk
we,
about
Well, I think the flashback was important because...
Flashback was important, I
How
know.
How did Wayne's World get away with just... Like, there was a Bill
with
and Ted
like,
already.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
It's
Why, what did Bill
very
and Ted do?
Close.
Let's see the difference.
I'm not talking about that specific thing. I'm talking about the whole... The characters.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know what? They're really different.
Well, they're based on the archetypes that you
one
see in the road
movies. One has black
hair,
one has blonde
yes,
hair.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
That's pretty much where the samenesses end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those aren't even samenesses. One has black hair and one
but
has
they have a mirroring Oreo situation.
They definitely
they have
an
a
Oreo
mirroring Oreo situation.
Because Oreos are, you know, famously, one color on one side and one color on the other side.
The one half of the Oreo no, one like dark half, mirror of the
it,
other.
It really Oreo. Is those like generic cookies that are like chocolate on one side and on the other.
Hydrox.
So good.
Yeah. I love garbage supermarket cookies.
Oh my God. I love the 365 mismatched. Fuck yeah.
What are those?
That's what I'm talking about. But it's like basically the store brand version of chocolate on one side and like vanilla cream in the middle.
But it's got much back.
Okay. People are going to be mad because.
Don't say cream in the middle. I'll get scammed again.
Greetings.
Greetings. I heard you think about cream in the middle.
Greetings. You listen to that Prince song?
So people have been waiting with bated breath for I don't know how many weeks we've been off the air. But so they need to know, what is your topic?
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. And it's surprising to me that people still haven't picked up on this or figured this out yet. But
sure. If you're not on social media, though.
That's true. All right. So the one topic that I want to talk about is that Jane Moore movie Mafia. Have we talked about that?
God, I was hoping it would be this.
And so people on social media will have seen on your page
this, yes.
that you do talk about this. Setting.
All right. I had a baby.
What?
It's a boy. It's not, but I had a baby. It's a boy is a reference I like to make to a 1-800-COLLECT commercial.
Oh, who was in that?
I don't know, but it was, they
I
call,
forgot about that.
We had a baby. It's a boy. Oh, they had the baby.
Oh, because it was
then
so
it's
quick.
Free.
They had
yes.
the,
yeah,
you have
yes.
a collect call from, we had a baby. It's a boy. But you had a baby. It's a girl.
Do you remember that? I tried to call Phoenix, but I called Fiji. It's like that could not happen.
That's so many more
Siri,
numbers.
Call Fiji.
Somebody picks up the phone and says, Akamana Fiside.
That's so crazy.
Akamana Fiside?
You know,
I think that's what they say.
Akamana Fiside.
Yeah. They're like at some resort.
Oh, Akamana Fiside.
This woman is trying to call miserable old Phoenix, Arizona.
And she gets this beautiful resort.
Island paradise.
And she's upset?
Well, because it's, of course, it's a huge expense.
I guess, but like,
so you
maybe
had a
they'll
baby,
give her a free
a girl,
trip or something.
And it's oh, yeah. so exciting. She's so beautiful.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And did you share her name online or you're not sharing?
Yes, Emerald.
Oh, it's such a beautiful name.
And I think in a previous season we talked about that operation where they drained my balls.
I recall. I think I accidentally made fun of you.
Believe me, it cost me some Bitcoin.
So you go home, open your computer, say what is inspiring.
I was listening back to the
listening
episode.
Listening to the episode, and you had to pay just because I said balls?
He has it on tape. He's
balls
recorded it.
Said balls.
He recorded
drained.
Me
balls
listening to
drained.
It.
That's really a lot.
Balls getting drained.
Okay, so.
He doesn't just get turned on by the idea of balls. They got to be drained or have some cream.
The word drain. Like, the idea of draining balls is so funny.
Every drop.
Like, it would make a noise.
I want
disgusting.
Them to be shriveled up.
A noise at the very end.
Ew. Nasty boys. It don't matter.
You're doing the Janet Jackson with your. You have huge shoulder pads.
Oh,
I just noticed.
Nasty boys. I wore shoulder pads the other night to be Lisa Rinna for Halloween, and I felt amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Okay, so Kulab and I, we. She's talked about this on Add to Cart if you want to get the long
There is
version.
A long, nice explanation yeah. of backstory and
yes.
current
so
story. And
over the last 10
middle
years.
Middle story. Is that a thing?
10 years ago. 10 years ago, next month, was the first time
ooh.
That we that we were pregnant. And
wow, 10 years ago.
10 years ago, this very next month.
But that is wild. It's been 10 years.
10 years,
like,
yeah.
It's so amazing that it's
what a journey.
So here. It's been a long, been a long time.
Yeah.
Lonely,
yeah.
lonely time.
Yeah.
And we went through a lot of, like, IVF stuff. We went through.
America's Funny. Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah. We watched a lot of that. Just to get in the mood.
Yeah. But getting giggly makes you really want to.
There's a lot of eight.
Getting giggly with it.
Getting giggly with it. Na-na-na. Wait, getting giggly with it. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, my God. Call Al.
This is good shit. Wait, make the movie again. Al.
Okay.
You need to add in giggly with it.
Make the movie again.
Long story short, we had a lot of ups and downs where we had quite a few pregnancies that did not work out. We had to switch doctors, and our new doctor said that our old doctor performed a procedure that they should not have done, and it ruined our chances.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Yes. Anyway, gang. So we did.
Anyway, gang.
We did another round of IVF. Yeah. And you know, the older you get, the more diminishing returns there are. You know, like because when we first started years and years ago, we would get 20, 50, 100. No, we would get
a lot of eggs,
and they were wasting them. They were putting in like two at a time and three at a time, and going like, oh, that didn't work. Well, let's try. You have a lot of eggs. So by the end of this whole thing, when we finally went to the new doctor, we were. Kulap went through two rounds of IVF.
It is I did that as well, and it is not easy.
To a point where she was crying one day, going, I don't know what's wrong with me. And I was calling the doctors, and they're saying, it's the hormones. Yeah. And she's like, can I stop? And they're like, you can't unless you'll just have to start over. So she just going through major depression. Anyway, so I drained my balls.
Am I going through IVF?
You're just depressed, Paul. It's not the same.
Let me stick you with this. We'll see.
Can I stop injecting myself?
Let me stick you with this. All right.
This is going to cost me Bitcoin.
The Bitcoins are adding up. I'm going to start sending Bitcoins. Episode.
We're doing so many shots. Shots.
I know, trigger shots. I'm serious. I'm just kidding.
Look, if you've gone through it, you know just how brutal it can be.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so at the end of like several more rounds and me doing this operation, we both, she did a retrieval and I did this operation at the same time. We were in two separate rooms. She famously heard
like Elton
them
John
say,
and Brian Talbin.
That's right. She famously heard them say, get the smelling salts, because I was about to pass out.
Get the smelling salts.
I want to say that.
And I was like, oh.
Just right now, get the smelling salts.
Yeah, because nice. This is so boring. But
it's not boring at all.
Anyway, so we finally were able to get
it's
one.
A little boring.
We were just able to get one.
No, this is where it gets interesting.
Well, good.
we were able to get one
egg
thingy.
Well, you made an embryo.
An embryo, yes. And we and ooh. Out of all the ones they like maybe we had two and they tested and three were bad, but we had one viable one.
Uh-huh.
Now they want you to have two because it cannot work out. But Kulap did not want to go through the IVF again because I feel like
fair
she
enough.
Did it 10 to 15.
Jesus.
It wreaks havoc on the bod.
Yes. So she's like, please, I don't want to do this again. So then we, our doctor said, okay, you need to do this via surrogate because of what happened. You are, you cannot have a baby, Kulap. So we then went through the process of getting a surrogate. And that was, and this was right, this was in 2021 because the vaccine had just come out.
Uh-huh.
So we had to Zoom with all these surrogates, and we actually got a surrogate who was like, part of the deal was you have to get the COVID vaccine. Right. Before we do this, because we only have one, we don't want, you know,
don't
something
want
happening.
To get COVID and-
so we got one who was like, yeah, I'll get the COVID vaccine. And then for the next 2 months.
If they say it like that, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
For the next, sure.
I'll get the COVID vaccine. Sure.
How do you say that? COVID.
I say COVID.
So for the next 2 months while we were, you know, like settling everything and she was going through the doctor stuff that we were paying for and all that kind
that's
of
a
stuff.
Lot.
She kept like every once in a while going, but what if I didn't get the COVID vaccine? We were like, oh no, you have to get the COVID
it's
vaccine.
Called, it's a rule.
Yeah. And then finally, right as we were signing it, she's like, look, I'm going to be honest. I ain't getting this COVID vaccine.
But you know what? That was such a blessing. Because
it was great.
It worked out the way it was supposed to.
It was great because whatever, that seemed like a bad situation. And then we quite quickly got the woman who turned out to be our surrogate, who was amazing.
Yeah.
And so
she gets COVID vaccine every morning.
You ended up with somebody where you didn't have to wonder, you know,
yes.
She was a communicative person.
She was great. We really, really like her and her husband. And so this was her sixth baby, her third surrogacy.
Wow. It's so amazing. It's such an amazing thing to do.
Yeah. And she, it was really good. I mean, we got off tour. Paul and I got off tour, and I thought I had 1 month until, because she said I'm giving birth on October 1st, probably, because I have in every other pregnancy
and
I've ever had.
That's kind of my fault because I kept reiterating that to Scott.
Yeah,
that
and I was like, Paul says you have 1 month.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't mean that she would give birth on October 1st. I meant that many weeks and that many days.
Yeah.
So she was like, October 1st is the target date. So we did that tour and I was kind of like, oh, okay, a month leeway, that'll be good. Literally, the plane landed when we got back and the surrogate texted and said, my mucus plug just dropped.
Ugh.
Which I said, disgusting.
Yeah, I hope so.
And I sent her a thumbs down emoji.
TMI.
Yuck. Don't you want to deal with that? You nasty.
By the way, I've never heard that before in my life. My mucus plug just dropped.
Well, why would you?
Yeah.
Well,
what situation would you be in,
you
Paul,
hear
you, that you no, would have heard
you know,
that?
You know what's interesting? I actually,
on a first date?
I'm doing something I'm doing something I can't talk about, but it's mentioned. And it's like, I wonder if it's maybe, or will it be that thing of like, what's that thing where the Mandela effect or something where like you.
Oh, yeah. Berenstain Bears.
What's that?
Mandela effect.
That's one of the prime examples of the Mandela effect.
You think it is something, but it's not something, and it never was.
Yes, exactly.
I think so I'm thinking the wrong thing. There's a what's the word for when you hear something and then you start seeing it everywhere, and it's like
right. I forget what that's called, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, but anyway, maybe you're now that you've heard it.
Now you'll see everyone talking about it.
That's weird.
Yeah. Okay, wait, but. So that happened on
September 1st.
That can mean it's coming very soon.
It's coming very, very soon.
Or it can mean not.
So what does it also mean?
So basically, there's a chunk of mucus. It's a plug.
Right.
No, it's like basically like it's
like, you
once
know,
it's
if,
released.
If, you know how you stop up your toilet with your big nasty shits?
Yes, go on.
Okay.
So it's protected. I'm going to describe it wrong.
Say those go down and you finally unplug your toilet.
Even if you describe it wrong, can I hear yours instead?
So mine's like, okay, if you take a big shit in the toilet and it goes I'm going to just look up the definition so we can just tell everyone.
I thought you were going to fucking show me a picture of a mucus plug, which
the
I did not want
to plug
see.
Is a thick piece of mucus that blocks the opening of your cervix during pregnancy. That is what I thought it was. It forms a seal to prevent bacteria and infection from getting into your uterus and reaching your baby. Think of it as a barrier between your vagina and your uterus where your baby is.
If I must.
Yeah.
So when I've heard my water has broken.
Yes, that's a different thing.
So the mucus
that
is plug,
that says it's kind of, that's like
mucus
that,
plug drops.
My water never broke.
Your water never broke?
They had
I'm
to
so
break
sorry.
My
you still
water.
Have it.
Oh no. The,
yeah, I kept
you're
it.
Drinking it right
now. So good. That's a lot of nutrients.
So wait, when they say it drops, what does that mean? It drops.
It like, comes out. Like you
comes
see,
out in
you
the
see mucus
in
your underwear or toilet.
No.
Or if you're just naked around the house, your couch.
But I'm sorry, women are very used to like various things coming out of the vagina where
don't
it's actually
I know it.
And various things going in.
Sure.
Pennies.
So it's not that big of a deal at that point.
Yeah. So it's
just
she
so you know.
We
men don't have to deal with this shit.
I got home and learned this
You're
news.
Like, shit comes out other things. Okay, whatever.
Got home and learned this news, and then it became a race of like I was like, oh, I have a month to like record 2 months worth of podcasts because I was going to take
way,
all of October
a
off.
Lot.
It's a lot.
You have a lot of podcasts.
That's so it became a race to like record everything. So we would like
it was you versus that mucus plug.
Yeah, Sean.
Mucus plug was gone.
Sean and I would do several.
Yeah, he had a head start.
Several scary movies a day.
Right.
Anyway, so then it took another month, like basically,
yeah,
two weeks later, she said, we're 3 centimeters. I'm 3 centimeters. And she lives in Riverside, by the way, which Riverside is close. But if there's traffic,
just far
it's just far enough where it's like a 2 hour. If there's really bad traffic, maybe a little bit longer, which would suck if like it's like, hey, my water just broke. And then we miss the whole thing. Right.
Insane.
So we were like. 3 centimeters, we could probably, like, we were going to go in a week.
Yeah.
And then Kulop's friend calls and goes, Kulop, you are going tonight. 3 centimeters becomes 5 centimeters, becomes 10 centimeters.
Ooh,
you need
true.
To be there tonight.
I have to say, I think Kulop's friend group is so fascinating because what I love about them, and I've really been like, I listen to the deep dive, listen to bitch. So I feel like I have a good sense, and I listen to Add to Cart. So I'm like, I have a good sense of like the friend group. And then being at the baby shower was another thing too.
Right.
I witnessed it a little bit more, even though I know all these women and they're all so funny. The way they communicate is so strong with each other. I love it. Like I love it. I think it's like so, I just love that kind of energy that they just are like, you have to go now. Like,
yeah.
No one really talks to me like that. And I wouldn't mind if they did.
Yeah.
Well,
I would like to talk to you.
I'll start doing it.
You need to go now.
Yeah.
But I just like how they're like, they'll be like, your hair was fucked up. And then like, oh, okay. And then it's like, you need to fix it. Like, it's like, there's this like way of like, just like this honesty, but it's with your best interest. Yeah.
Yes, yes. It's like, you need to work a little harder.
Yeah.
On
like Jessica and June will have the funniest conversations. Like, yeah, I told you can't wear that color.
Right.
Like, it does not look good on you. And it's like, oh my God, I just love it.
Yeah. So
it sounds pretty rude.
So Kulop's friend.
They love each other.
I know.
So Kulop's friend said we had to go. So we were like, oh, okay. So we got everything together. By the way, I had a go bag like at the ready ever since I got home.
Your porn collection, your yeah. comic book.
My Bitcoin.
All my
that I collected
heads,
from Paul.
My Funko Pops.
I mean.
I got to line my Funko Pops up for Emerald to see.
I want it to be the first thing that she sees on Earth.
But I had a go bag and it had like 3 days worth of stuff. And I was like, okay, I'll put maybe like 2 more days worth in there.
Yeah.
Because it's happening, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, and you don't know how long you'll have to stay.
Yeah. So, oh no, but I had assumed it was a shorter time.
That's what I mean. I mean, like, it might be a couple more days than you're thinking.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, it might be 5 days or something like that. We got to the hotel in Riverside, and it was 2 weeks that we were in Riverside. And we were
at a good hotel?
It was fine. It was good. I mean, it was nice. Like, yeah, we got to know everyone there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got our waitress in the mornings for breakfast because we got a free breakfast every morning. Nice. Was like,
gotta
kept going like,
of that.
You're still here?
Where is this yeah. place?
Yeah.
I gotta go.
I know. But you have to pay for the room.
Breakfast.
That's where they get you.
So every day we would go down to the front desk and go, can we extend by one night? And they'd be like, okay.
Did you explain?
No, never explained. Although at one point, and then at another point, because our surrogate was also 45 minutes away from the hospital. And okay. So then at a certain point, she goes to see her doctor and the doctor's like, looks at her and goes, huh? And by the way, she's still 3 centimeters. She remains at 3 the entire 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
The doctor looks at her and goes like, wow, the head is like really close.
That's so insane.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the doctor goes, this is why people have babies on the freeway. All right. See you next time. And we were like,
goo.
We were like,
she has 45 minutes to get to the hospital.
We were like, she has 45 minutes to get to the hospital. Come to the hotel with us because the hotel's by the hospital.
Uh-huh.
So we then get her and her family to go to the hospital.
To the hotel.
To the hotel. And so
which is near the hospital.
Which is also a hospital.
That's why I said it.
but so they're seeing us with this pregnant woman. I think maybe that's
your hair's fucked up.
Thank you.
And you need to go.
Thank you. It's like, Jesus Christ. Well, you know what it is? It's the kind of thing like I was at a party like a couple weeks ago, and in every picture, my bangs are like doing the weirdest. I'm like, can one person have fucking gone?
Take
let me
you
just
aside.
Say, because there was wind and rain. Fix just the hair.
No, take you aside like and say, party. You need to leave the party.
It was inside, but then we were outside and then my hair got fucked up. But I was like, one person, if I was in that friend group, they would have fucking fixed that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they would have looked at the camera and the picture and gone, oh no, Lauren's hair is messed up. Let's fix it.
Delete.
That. And
delete.
Then we can have a good picture.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Dear
your friends
God.
Are bad.
That's what I'm saying. They think I'm too chill. I want a little more.
Yeah. You want.
They
maybe
think
they're
she
afraid of
care.
You.
No, they're not.
Are you sure?
No.
You're a little scary.
No,
you're
I'm fucking not.
We have only been doing the show because you frightened us into it.
Yes, you're wearing gloves with spikes on them.
Anyway, so two weeks later, we're just going day by day.
And her family's in the hospital.
Oh,
I mean,
her family is in the hotel.
No, I said it.
She calls us in the morning, literally the two weeks after we got to this hotel. And she says,
on the fortnight,
I feel like it's happening tonight. Or I feel like it's going to happen today. I just had a restless night.
I just had a restless night.
What is that?
I feel like chicken tonight.
Chicken night, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, chicken night,
chicken
yeah.
Chicken day, yeah. Great commercial.
Great commercial.
Really good. Everyone danced around.
So we say, okay, let's go to the hospital. Great. It's happening. We go to the hospital. She gets checked out and they say, you're 3.5 centimeters. They won't do anything until 5, right? They're like, look. And
size queens.
they go, look, we can maybe induce you in a couple of weeks because mm-hmm. this is her due date this day.
Uh-huh.
This is the due date. But they don't want to induce until like maybe 41 or 40, you know, 41 yeah. and a half, 42 weeks.
I was 41 in a couple of days when.
Happy birthday.
When Holly came.
Oh, you're talking
Holly
about.
Came into the world.
Okay.
Yes, I had to wait a full extra like 8 days. Or
right.
Something.
So yeah. they won't do anything. And everyone's kind of freaking out because we're like, we don't want to be in Riverside. bed for another 2 weeks, but we feel like we can't go home.
We can't go now.
By the way, I have only had 5 days worth of clothes, so we have been going to Target every other day and buying clothes.
That's actually kind of fun.
So we know every Target in Riverside.
What about a laundromat?
Oh, you wouldn't go to the same one twice. Like,
no.
They're back.
Yeah, like, why do they keep buying clothes every day?
Why do they keep buying Marvel sweatshirts?
You know, you can buy clothes a lot at a time.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep buying one outfit every day.
Yeah.
So the doctor leaves the room and goes, yeah, we'll figure this out. Let me go take care of the paperwork. We'll be right back. We're not allowed in, so we're outside, like, getting all this information on the phone.
Makes me sick.
The doctor comes back an hour later, checks her and goes, oh, you're 5 now.
Ah! Yeah!
Okay, well, stay and we'll like do it today and we'll break your water if we have to.
We will get you to the highway and you can have this baby.
Wow. Yes.
So
exciting.
So you know, there's other stuff I'll save for another episode. But
gross stuff.
Really exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear the rest, honestly, but we can
Me too.
But save it. We do have to take a break.
We do.
So we're going to be right back and we're going to play a Threacher.
I love it.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And we're back.
Can it be Q-bert?
We're here with Q-bert.
We're here with Q-bert. Q-bert, how are you doing today? Really? And what, then what happened? Well, what did you say? And what did they say? And then you got up off the floor? And then you ran for Congress. Oh, no, they stole the election. And then you were January 6th? What if Q-bert was in there?
What if he was there? Oh, yeah, Q-bert should be the mascot of QAnon. That would be so cute.
Because that's really good.
Q's everywhere.
Sometimes, you know, when you think of something.
This is the official podcast of QAnon,
by
the way,
if you're listening.
We just decided.
Yep. Q-bert QAnon, just to see if anyone's come up with this.
By the way, Paul, you're a baseball fan. You've been, the World Series ended a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And I'm very sorry.
Or you're very happy.
Okay. But
for me.
When you see something that's like the official credit bank financers of the Major League Baseball, why do they need one
of these? The best is there's an official CBD of individual teams. I got some emails like, we're proud to say this is the official CBD of the Dodgers. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Congrats, everyone.
Stephanie was telling me that on certain days, when you bring kids to the baseball game, they can run around the field.
Oh, yeah, we've done that.
It's the best.
Yeah, I pretend to be a kid. I lick a big lollipop.
Yeah, you have to turn your hat sideways.
Everyone arrests you at the end.
Nora Nephew.
You talked about it,
too. The last couple of years.
I think we've spoken about it on the show.
It's the best. It's so cute.
It's so cute.
It's a huge line around the stadium, and it gets people.
This was the hot tip that you said.
And it gets people depressed of like, oh, I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. But they... But these kids are going like 20 at a time around the bases. And so it's really
line
fast.
Flies.
And it's
unlike
fun.
Unlike many lines you've been in.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to do.
This ain't your granddaddy's line.
This is a line for like a Disneyland ride that has 500 seats. And everyone just
Why don't they do that on Disneyland? It's like, get everyone into every ride.
Just do
it's
it.
It's like, everyone comes into Disneyland.
Every ride should be the cart or whatever you get into.
Yeah.
Is the length
is 20,000 people or whatever.
Ride.
It should be 20 people across.
And 1,000
people back. 1,000
people
back.
And then every single person comes into the park at the same time and they go, and the person goes, okay, go into this ride.
Yes.
Everyone takes that ride. Then they go, okay, go into this ride.
Amos. They all go over.
Amos.
Amos. Okay, we have to play a three-cher. We have to.
We have to.
Contractually obligated.
Look, a lot of people don't like the three-chers, and guess what? We don't either. But we have to do it. This
Our new producer, Matt, makes us, by the way.
Matt is literally Look he's at Matt pounding his fist into his hand.
He's doing the old.
It's really threatening.
Into his I mean, there must have been a time when somebody did that for real, yeah, right?
And it was actually threatening.
It was, can you imagine? Because it was probably a kid,
scary
right?
man. Was looking at me in a dark alley and started doing that, I'd be scared.
You'd laugh
well,
at first.
Yes.
Because and go, are you serious?
Like, oh, are you out of your mind? And then I'd go, oh, you're going to mash my
it
head.
It originated with little kids, right?
Yeah.
Like the Little Rascals, it seems like.
I say, yeah, like I know you were, your origins.
If you were in fucking school and then you a bully was doing imagine? That at you, you'd be fucking
well,
terrified.
Well, because across the way, yeah. this goes after school, 4:00.
Yeah. Looking at you,
flat
dead-eyed.
Hole, bitch.
I think
this
the threat
and
of
this
pain.
Going to connect.
Yeah. This is why you teach.
I'm going to punch you with this hand, and I'm going to like put my this behind your head.
Yeah. Yeah, to cradle it.
This is why, Lauren, we need to teach our children, and I'm glad teach we're relating on this show finally.
Yeah.
Way that, but we need to teach them not to be
to
be afraid of pain. So
yes.
they should experience every type of pain and
yeah.
see that it's not that big of a deal.
Oh, can I throw out one thing related
yeah,
to your topic?
Yeah.
Just before we go, there's this book called The Art of Waiting. I just wanted to recommend that book if anyone
like
was,
Restaurant Roundup?
No, it's about like trying to have a baby. But
Did
if anyone out there would like to read that book, if you want to, if you're interested.
It's about waiting
if,
for
if,
a baby
if
or
you
waiting.
Relate
yeah,
to
if
any of this,
if
yes.
You know, yeah, if any of that connected with you, resonated with you.
Connection is made.
Thank you. Then I thought that book was really great.
Okay. The Art of Waiting.
Mm-hmm.
What about Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance?
I read it when I was 18.
I read it too.
And you were like,
retained
whoa!
Nothing.
I remember the dude like rode around on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And his dad taught him how to fix it or something.
Oh,
shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I remember it was supposed to be like you were supposed to get something out of it.
Well,
I remember not reading it, but also realizing that's when I did not. That's when I realized I didn't know how to spell maintenance, and I really learned it.
Maintenance. Yeah. I remember a script I wrote that I spelled restaurant rest and then rant or maybe
restaurant.
Restaurant
like,
or something
worked at
like
many
that.
Many restaurants.
Restaurant. I hate that.
I worked at
19
Marie
or something
Callender's
like that.
Restaurant.
And someone made fun of me for how I spelled it. And it was how I learned how to spell restaurant to this day.
Honestly,
rest all rant.
Made fun of is one of the best ways to learn something.
Yeah, your hair looks
it's
shitty.
I actually went to Dry Bar yesterday, so I have confidence that it's not horrible today. But a lot of times it does look like shit.
What if
you should
taught,
go to Wet Bar because it looks like shit.
What if you taught your children to act like they loved pain? Like
yeah.
if a bully was to punch
like
them.
Like they're like a dominatrix or something.
Yeah, where it's like.
Or
like
a sub.
More,
a sub.
Not like they get sexually gratified by it,
but
it's
teach
like,
them to do that
like they're
too.
Fucking, they're demented. Like
yeah, what? Yeah.
If a bully.
Like, give me another one.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, that's honestly, that's a bully's worst nightmare.
Teach your child
a,
to be like a fucking psycho.
Victim
like, I love
loving
it.
It.
Yeah. Well, that's for kindergarten. For
Hit
kindergarten,
me again. Blood running
Give
down
me your psycho face. Give me your psycho face. You're a fucking monster. You're a fucking insane person. No one will fuck with you.
Yeah. That's what you're going to teach her.
Yeah.
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 Are Holly and Emerald going to be friends, do you think?
I think so, because I think
Emerald got a card from Holly.
She did. Right?
I don't know if you knew that.
Holly, I did know because she needed stamps. But Holly, yeah, Holly sent Emerald a Halloween card.
Yeah,
just
that
card.
Would be wild if Holly walked up to you with a sealed envelope and said,
do we have stamps.com?
Just like waving
She's
it around.
I have the address and everything else figured out. I just don't have a stamp.
All that's on the internet.
Yeah.
It's true.
But she was so happy for Emerald to have her first Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was a little flower.
So cute.
So cute. So cute.
Holly was a butterfly.
Cute.
And then for her second outing, she was a Harry Potter character that we had this costume my mom had sent.
Cute.
And it was really
Which
cute.
Character?
Cute. Hermione with a tulle skirt, basically.
Tulle skirt? What's a tulle skirt?
You know, like
it's like
ballerina.
A tulle belt, but it's...
Tulle belt? What?
Like a ballerina.
Oh,
like,
oh. Is that what that's a word? Like sticks?
T-U-L-L-E.
Oh.
T-U-L-L-E. Tulle.
Yeah.
All right, we have to
like
play this creature. Yeah,
I love Tool.
What if they spelled it T-U-L-L-E?
They should.
Well, that would be sweet.
Well, it'd be a little ironic.
A rebrand.
Yeah.
Let me check in with Maynard about that.
What if they did softer versions of their existing songs?
That's
oh,
what they should waste
you know,
their time doing.
Cool Up, that was her idea for the Sloppy Boys, is that they, because we've been listening to the Rockabye Baby, where it's like Rockabye, lullaby versions of Radiohead or Prince or
oh,
David Bowie.
Oh, I need to get into that.
She's Oh, yeah, they're all on Spotify.
See, I don't know anything about it. I just listen to whatever I want, but...
She,
I think this is good.
She's like Pretty the Sloppy Boys should put out an album where they do lullaby versions of their songs.
What's it called?
Rockabye Baby.
Get it? Rock-a-bye baby? Get it?
Got it.
Cool upsets are good because instead of just like listening to, you know, what's the ABC song or whatever, it's songs she likes and will sing
along. Well, that's what I really want. Because
I love the ABC song.
Okay, this is great. I'm going to add this to my...
Shoot that poison arrow through my heart.
All right, let's play this feature.
Hip, hip, hooray!
I love that so
it's
much.
It's so good.
Yippee-yay! So, one of the best vocal ad-libs I've ever heard. And then to have
so weird
the balls
to keep it in.
Yeah,
be like, should I keep this in?
The look of love, right?
The look of love. Yeah, part one.
Every live show, he's doing that.
Yeah, I saw him live. And by the way, I saw him live.
He doesn't regret it.
Yippee-yay!
I saw him live and he was wearing a dinner jacket, right? And then the
covered with dinner.
The encore comes on.
Splattered with spaghetti.
He does look of love for the encore. He leaves the stage, changes into a gold lamé dinner jacket,
yes,
and comes out and does look of love and does yippee-yay.
I like when people do what we want.
The idea of hip hip hooray at the end of that song, and then he's like, all right, if I did that, I might as well do this.
let's escalate it.
It does feel like something you would just do when you're goofing around at home.
Yeah.
And so good that the editor.
Hip, hip, hooray. I like it's so funny.
Is it a mistake that the editor left in?
Don't you feel like sometimes you do things that are like really funny like that, but it's like not funny at all to you because you're just alone. But then you then you kind of go, wait, that was really weird.
I don't think they left it in. I think it was like he did it. I think he instantly was like,
this is,
leave that.
This is really good.
It's really making me laugh.
He's like, that's fucking hilarious. I want to do that for 5 million years.
I'm going to do this every song. If he did it every song, like DJ Khaled going, another one. Then we would hate it.
Yeah.
But, okay.
No, it would be better.
Oh, it would be better. Okay. I was willing to go either way on this.
Time's a waste.
Okay. Chicken and the Fat Boys.
This is submitted by Rosalie M. Hello, Rosalie.
Hi, Rosalie.
Hello.
She submitted a few, but we're going to play Noah's Ark Mythical Creature Edition. All right. Lauren's going to play Noah. Wants a cubit.
If you can believe it.
And
bringing that glass ceiling.
You're the
women can do male characters. You heard it here first.
And only.
Yeah.
No one else will ever say it. Okay, you're like a bouncer on the ark and you're letting animals in.
Okay. And that was like a bounce house for a second. I thought I was a bouncer. Bouncing on my ark.
Okay.
It seems to me that you live your life
seems
like a bouncer on the ark.
So we're
that was
the
a multiple layered.
We're the last two to arrive.
I don't know if it was layered.
Happening at the same time.
Yeah.
We're the last two to arrive.
Simultaneous. We're the last two to arrive.
And you only have one spot.
Sybilis.
And you can only give it to one of us. And by the way,
Sybilis.
Paul and I Sybilis. Have to be mythical creatures.
Yeah.
Honestly, not of the same type.
Sorry.
That was something from SNL that I've never understood.
Syllabus.
When Tom Hanks is like.
Sibilance.
Yes. He's doing the mic test. Yeah.
Yeah, because you need to hear those
S's. But do
S's.
You say that? Does anyone say that word? Or that was like.
Yeah. Because it's like. It the certain like you need to hear if the sound
it always stuck being, with me and I just was like, I don't know.
Yeah, because I said it 8 million fucking
and
times.
For some reason that stuck with me.
One of the most popular catchphrases from SNL.
That's not one of the most popular.
People saying sibilance? Yes, it
that's
is.
That's not one of the most,
one of the most popular
the top,
catchphrases.
That wouldn't be in the
SNL.
Top 20. That wouldn't, of, that wouldn't be
cheeseburger
in the top,
cheeseburger.
You didn't let me finish. Of SNL that year, of that sketch.
Of that sketch.
I actually say other phrases from that sketch, including, I actually don't remember what happens next. I have no idea. He runs around and tests the mics. I don't know what happens next.
Then Aerosmith plays, right?
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know.
Aerosmith plays.
I'm yeah. telling you, I don't
know. It was plays a big deal.
Janie's got a gun.
And Janie was like, no, I don't.
That's a good Janie.
I didn't like that at all.
No, I don't,
well,
y'all.
I sort of decided to make it an impression as I was talking. I would do it better if I really focused.
Just try again.
No, don't. I don't want to hear this.
She has a great accent.
Let's do Paul.
Was that him, was that him earning his Bitcoin?
Oh, my Bitcoin. I've heard the accepted impression of me. It's very strange.
The what impression?
The accepted impression.
Yeah. You know, I'd be curious to hear that.
Yeah.
Everybody who does it sounds the same. And I'm like, I guess that's what I
well,
sound.
Well, it's only when
see,
you're
that's
yelling.
That's so
though.
Interesting.
That's the thing. You have a hard
they,
voice.
They seize on a specific thing.
Yeah, yeah. From your stand up, too.
Fucking do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it might be what you're doing right now.
I don't like this friend group.
I know. I love this friend group. I meant I was starting to understand how an impression could be done.
Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes I think there is no impression there, and because you're like, that's just how he is. And mm-hmm. then you're like, oh, if I really was an impressionist, I guess I'd really focus up and take something and pull it and extrapolate. And go from there. Okay.
Okay. There's only one spot we have to convince you that we're the ones. Otherwise, we're going to die.
And I'm Noah. And you're Noah. Really hardcore.
And you know what? I'm going to say, why don't you assign to us what creatures we are?
Okay.
By greeting us.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Opening the arc door.
Oh, I don't know that I want to go on this.
I thought you're not Noah. I thought Noah would be answering the door.
Oh, no, I'll get him.
I thought Noah would be a man.
Oh, you'll get
him? I'll get him.
So wait, is it the arc bouncer? Can I
write Noah's coming. Can I write down just quickly your names and some information? I see, obviously,
I'm Floop.
What you are. So you're Floop. You are a manatee with an extra long penis and five legs. And a narwhalian horn. And your name?
Gypsum.
Gypsum. I see that you're an eel and you were sort of an eel, what's it called? Centaur combo.
Yes.
So it's like
a combination of a centaur, which is a combination already of a horse and a man.
A horse's body.
That's right.
A man's torso and an eel's head.
That's right. Okay. It's a mess.
All right. I'll get Noah.
Thanks.
Just chill out here.
What's your name? Are we going to, I'll see you on the arc.
My name's Amber Tamblyn.
Amber Tamblyn?
No relation.
To who?
Anyone. I'm literally
you don't have any parents?
In a void, I'm a fairy. I'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
Actually, I won't be back. Noah will be here.
Oh, okay.
So you won't see me again. If there's anything you want to say to me now, tell me.
Okay, Amber Tamblyn.
It's a lot of info for someone I'm not going to see again.
Can I ask you, what if I made it worth your while to put in a good word for me with
how many Bitcoin?
6.8.
Oh, by the way, I saw you masturbate the other day. Do you have any Bitcoin?
I saw you masturbate too.
Oh, shit. Okay. Let's trade Bitcoin.
Why were we masturbating next to each other?
This is inappropriate.
And looking at each other while we did it.
Hello! Hello, hello, hello.
Noah!
We're a team.
Noah!
We're a team. 2x2 is what I typically do, but I only have room for one.
Oh, weird. Plan this out well.
Flaw in the arc?
It's a flaw in the arc. Well, it's not exactly a flaw in the arc. It's a little extra annex I have. I built in sort of as a window seat that I realized should be used by an animal of some sort.
Okay. Well, that's
but
cool.
But we won't be able to.
So you're giving up your window seat for one of us.
We won't be able to use you to continue population unless we blend you with someone else or we.
Well, I have this extra long penis.
I do see that.
Yeah. So I'll be able to repopulate any kind of species.
But you're a manatee.
Just because of the length, you think that means that you can mate with anything? And
no, I think that people will want to mate with me because they'll take a look at that and be like, oh, wow, that looks really good. That's what I'm hoping.
So you want to fuck a man, a person.
Sure. If you're into it,
no,
can seal the deal right now.
I can't get into this again.
Do you have a wife, Noah?
I do. Noette. She's cleaning right now. There's always a lot of shit all over this.
She's
boat.
Cleaning.
Yeah.
So typical gender stereotype.
Yep. The typical gender stereotype is that I have lots of animals that I propagate together on my boat, and my wife cleans the shit that they excrete.
Mm. I mean, you built the ark, so your work is done.
Well, that's what I like to say. But when we get in bed at the end of the day, it's all equal because all right. I give her the old what have you, and.
Well, if you'd like me to give her this.
Well, okay, I'll take that in consideration.
Nothing against my learned colleague here. Yeah. But if you're looking to blend, take a look at me. I'm three things.
Okay, so I'm looking at the top. Now, I feel like you got the worst one on top. It is an eel's head.
Here's what I like about it, and I'll tell you what.
Okay.
It's the lightest of all the possible heads that I could have had.
Okay.
So I'm not carrying a lot of weight there.
It's not even proportional to your body.
No,
it's not like a gigantic eel.
It's like
eel's
a regular
head.
Eel's head.
On top of a human.
Top of a human neck.
Yeah.
And
it's like tapered off.
And then you can see I'm ripped to shit. Like,
you have a great torso.
Thank you. Thank you. And then.
I think my Bitcoin threatener would be really worried about me today. Because I will talk about what I saw when I jerk off.
Yeah. And I also have a beautiful horse body.
I love that about you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can run real fast.
Yes, I think it's about what I can make out of you. Yes, I think it's about how the future of the animals sort of survive and change. But what I want to know is, what do you bring to the table talent-wise? Because we do a talent show once a week on the Art.
Well, I mean, it's 40 days and 40 nights, right? I mean, so it's going to get boring unless you have...
Exactly. So you have the whole week to prepare your talent. And so we'll do four talent shows.
Four talent shows.
Give or take. And you'll have a few days to prepare. We'll do a talent show. A few days to prepare, do a talent show.
Yeah.
And
we're here 11 weeks. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, what are you? You're kind of annoying me because
this is part of my talent.
You want to hear talent? Allow me to stamp it out on the floorboards here.
Okay. So you do a little bit of a, wow.
That's me counting.
I love that.
How many was that?
Four.
You know what's amazing about that?
Yeah,
that
you're right.
You have hands and you could count on your fingers, but yet you chose to stand.
That's exactly right. I don't really use my fingers because my head is so tiny up there. I can't really see that well.
And you have side eyes.
And I do have side eyes. So it's hard for me to see what I'm counting to.
Look, I got to say, this eel, his head is so small. He sleeps 23 hours of the day because his brain is so small. He can't even stay awake.
Only my head sleeps. But the rest of me is walking around like nuts.
So it's kind of like a headless horseman situation.
Yeah, like an Ichabod Crane kind of thing.
Headless horseman.
Right. I'm a horseman.
I've never realized
but
that. That's a good
point.
But I do
have a head.
What about the headless horsewoman?
Well, I mean, he's a horse, he's a
man.
When
do we finally get one?
But I'd love to hear about that. You know, can you make a horsewoman?
I bet I could.
Can you make a woman horse?
What would you?
I can with this.
Here's a question for you. This is a little bit of a test.
Okay.
If I wanted you to make a horsewoman, what would you have sex with?
So you want essentially like a centaur?
I would do a
horse. Centaur lady, right?
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
Do you have any horsewomen?
You don't. But I would need a head of
a woman.
Excuse me.
The question is mine.
I would have sex with a horse first. And then our daughter would have sex with a man.
Okay, this is like...
Okay, so it's a few years.
It's so many steps.
It's a couple of generations.
Here's how I would do it. I'm already half person, half horse.
Right.
Or third person, third horse.
Well, even more, honestly.
And then, thank you, I take that as a compliment. You know what? I want you on my friend group. I like how you talk to me.
I like you. I don't want to be on this boat without you.
I don't either.
Could we get a trench coat?
I think you're ugly.
I don't know that.
Here's
how I make a horsewoman. Here's how I make a horsewoman. Mm-hmm. I got human. I got horse. I put a bag over my head.
Finally.
I tie it real tight. None of that gets in there. It's so far up there.
It's like you're amputated.
So like
and I seal it off. Well, I mean, that's just for me. But it also prevents any eel from getting in there. Eel's the smallest part.
That's faster than your plan.
I'm just worried you're going to have like a now four. Of, like if he has sex with anything else that's not a horse, a man, or an eel, then suddenly you have a thing with four different things inside of it. This is just like... Then you have to build another arc.
A huge dick and five arms or five legs.
Yeah.
Which is kind of disgusting. You kind of look like one of those, like one of Sid's toys from Toy Story.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Just, you know, you've been mushed together in a really nasty way.
Can I be honest? I didn't know either, but I just acted like I did.
I felt like you would have known that.
Me?
Look, I'm all manatee. I'm all manatee with legs. Okay. And so I'm a pure blood.
So you have the flippers and legs.
The legs actually make it so you're not, just so you know.
What, they're not human legs. They're manatee legs. They're not right?
They look delicious.
Oh, who's the racist now, Noah? I don't think that you belong on this boat.
I didn't call you racist.
I don't think you belong on this boat, Noah.
Am I being kicked out of my own creation?
You're being canceled from this arc. Gypsum and Floop are going to be driving this boat. Get off the ark, Noah.
Get off the ark, Noah.
Get off the ark.
Mr. Noah, get off this ark.
And now you're taking both my spots. So one of you is going to lay with my wife every night?
Yeah.
One of us?
Both of us, baby.
The end.
What a great three-cher.
What a great three-cher. Thank you so much to Rosalie.
And we all won.
Guys, we have to go.
Yeah, we really do. This was a fun episode.
Fun app.
Coming back to.
Follow us on social media. We're at ThreedomUSA on both Instagram and Twitter.
ThreedomUSA@gmail.com if you'd like to write to us. Or
send us three-chers.
Send us three-chers. Or you can call us at ha-ha-ha-in-poo.
I think. And then if you want to hear ad-free episodes of this, you can hear them on Stitcher Premium and also CBBWorld.com. And... We're realizing
that we have re-released episodes.
We're doing this on, and by the way, let's workshop a name here, because we're doing it on Tuesdays. We're releasing threes on twos? Threesies, twosies?
Threes on the twos.
Threes on the twos. So
three visions. Three visiting.
Three ghosts, Christmas Carol.
Three ghosts, Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're re-releasing all of our old episodes once a week on Tuesdays. The threes on the twos.
I like three visits.
Three visits.
Three visiting.
Yeah, three visiting. Three visits. On the twos.
Twos on the threes.
Twos on the threes.
Threes on the twos.
Okay, this all makes sense.
All right, see you next
and
week.
And if you want to hear ad-free episodes, head to Stitcher Premium and cbbworld.com.
We love you.
We love you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.
Doers, mowing season is here with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.